This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Good morning and welcome to the Sonic Society, the world's largest and longest running showcase of modern audio drama. I'm Jack Ward, and here's David Ault with the feature news.
Yes, this week in the Sonic Society we feature, from Rusty Quill Productions, Stella Firma. It's a weekly science fiction comedy podcast following the misadventures of Stella Firma Limited's highest born but lowest achieving planetary designer, Trexel Geistman, and his bewildered clone assistant, David Seven, no relation. Join them each episode as they attempt to take listener submissions and craft them into the galaxy's most luxurious, most expensive, and most questionably designed bespoke planets. This week we bring you episodes 1, Troughs and Goo, and 2, Studs and Blood, and our double feature begins right here.
On the Sonic Society, all clones of David from 1 to 6 are his exclusively.
Indeed.
Want the can't stop, won't stop watching sort of stuff? You know, the dramatic stuff. AMC Plus has it all. Would you go to war for your family? Don't miss Kin, the all-new Irish gangland drama. Ready to raise the stakes? Catch up on the latest episodes of The Walking Dead's epic final season. Nostalgic for TV's golden age? AMC Plus is the home of Mad Men. Plus, meet a sitcom wife like no other in Kevin Can F Himself, starring Annie Murphy. Available ad-free, on demand, and on the platforms you're already on. Sign up today at amcplus.com. AMC Plus, only the good stuff.
People who value sleep sleep on a Nectar mattress. But you're not going to believe me. After all, I might be lying. I must be lying. The only thing you know is true is that commercials lie to you. I must be lying.
Instead of believing silly commercials, trust the more than 2 million happy sleepers who sleep on a Nectar mattress. Nectar Sleep is currently running their biggest offer ever. $399 in accessories plus $100 off. A 365-night home trial and free shipping and returns. Go to NectarSleep.com today.
Rusty Quill presents.
This week's episode is sponsored by Arcane, a Netflix original series from the creators of League of Legends. Arcane is a 9-episode, 3-part series that follows the story of two young girls, Vi and Powder, born in the Undercity beneath Piltover. Their eagerness to prove themselves will set in motion a series of events that will take their relationship to its breaking point and transform them forever. Witness the animation event of the year to see the champions we know and love like never before. Vi, Jinx, Heimerdinger, Jace. Their stories will all intertwine in this action-packed series. Whether you're a long-time League player or you're brand new to Runeterra, Arcane serves as a perfect introduction to the vast world of League of Legends, focusing on the origins of some of its most iconic characters. Dive into the stories behind one of the most played games of all time. Arcane is now streaming exclusively on Netflix.
Special thanks to Beck Savage for today's submission. May your gases be sweet-smelling and breathable to humans.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 2260, the Earth died, and the light of humanity went out. But then, someone found a light switch. Stellar Firma Limited offered humankind a new way forward aboard their specialist fabrication vessels. There was no more luxurious or available way to escape the coming catastrophe. When presented with our new forward-thinking proposition, the former populace of Earth almost unanimously volunteered themselves and their genetic legacies to be permanent citizen employees of Stellar Firma Limited. But wait, there's more! When Stellar Firma Limited encountered the intergalactic business community, we were able to pivot our modus operandi and offer our high-grade environmental fabrication technology to the galaxy's most desirable entities. Fast forward 900 years and we are still here and doing what we do best, making your dreams come true. Stellar Firma Limited. With us, you're on firm ground.
Oh, I'm on the floor, and I appear to be covered in goo.
Good birth to you, and welcome to your new life as an employee assist of Stellar Firma Limited. You are very important to us, and we know you have a bright future ahead of you. Your name is David Seven, and you have been assigned to assist in the design consultation department. You have been assigned to consultant...
You take your questions and shove them up your arse!
And I'm sure you will get on statistical abnormality with them. If you have any questions, please direct them to your line manager, who will visit you shortly. Have a wonderful...
Oh. Well, I suppose, What do I...
Oh, Prong! Hello, Prong.
Management and design module enabled. Enrollment initiated. Enrollment accepted. Lessons begin. Lessons completed. Optional arts module disabled. The optional speech and confidence module disabled. Classical and modern dance module disabled. Compliance and deference module disen. Error with this. Education completed. Goodbye.
My lovelies, Heartrow here. I would love to be with you in person to welcome the newest member of our little family, but unfortunately I am not. Nevertheless, welcome David Seven. You are going to make a wonderful addition to our little family here. I am sure that you and Trexel will get along like a shuttle on fire. Isn't that right, Trexel?
Who's Trexel?
Wonderful! Well, you boys get acquainted, and today's design brief will be in your vacuum inbox by 9, so that you can begin. Ciao for now, darlings.
Hello? Oh, well, that seems important. Can anyone... Hello? No? I'll just wait here then, shall I?
Cankering sore on Saturn's ass. You're in my bored stamp chair. Get up. Get up.
Yes. Okay.
Get up.
No. Yes.
Into the other chair.
Into the other chair. Ow. Oh, this isn't very comfortable.
Guys up. Bav, what the hell are you?
David Seven.
Oh, God, you're a new one, aren't you?
A new...
A biofacsimile, a clone man, a clone.
Yes, I am.
Oh, move over.
Right.
To business, boy, to business. I suppose you've already looked at the brief, I hope.
No, it's trapped.
Why on earth haven't you looked at the brief yet?
Yeah, it's in a box and it's secure. I can't get
Board
in.
Lord protect us. A slacker, right? I'll get it, I suppose. I'll just walk over there and get it.
It says here you have to.
Here you go. Take it.
Okay, right. Okay. The brief.
And what does it say?
Well, it's from Nurturer 163 of the Superfluous Tentacle. Mm-hmm. They want a new hatch world for the many-limbed peoples of Zakroon 7. They also need plenty of toys for the innumerable hordes of many tendrilled larvae to play with, and oceans just at the right shade of boiling?
Ah, this is a tricky one. I'm not going to lie to you, David. You've picked a bad day to be born. Now, we're going to have to make quite an intricate little world for these many tentacled things.
Right.
And it's going to be tricky, and you're going to have to work with me. And because I'm incredibly late, don't comment, it is going to be a hard ask. So are you going to come with me, David, or are you going to push against me?
No, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Who am I?
Yes.
Who am I?
Yes.
I? Who?
Yes.
Trexel Geistman.
You're Trexel.
Yes, the Trexel Geistman.
The voice said about Trexel.
Yes, well, that's me.
And
that is I. I is he.
You are Trexel.
You've not done any research. You've not heard of me.
I've been alive for 7 hours.
7 hours should have been long enough for you to learn about the Trexel Geistman.
I'm trapped in a room.
I'll trap you in my room.
I am trapped in your room.
Excellent. Then we're already out of schedule. So, we need to get Nurture 116, the Superfluous Tentacle, a lovely new home for them. They're hatchlings.
Yes. What do we know about the Superfluous Tentacle?
The Superfluous Tentacle are a cult, David, and it's always a cult with these people.
It sounds like it if they're a cult. I'm gonna guess they have tentacles?
Excellent work, David. Your deduction skills surprise even me.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, they have not only plenty tentacles, but they have more tentacles than they need, and that is a major feature of this client, David. It cannot be overlooked, even for a moment.
All right, yes, right. Well... it sounds like we need very specifically boiling seas. I assume the hatchlings live under the sea?
David, you're panicking, you're getting ahead of itself. How can we have a sea without a planet? How can we do that, David?
Look at me. Yes.
Calm down.
Okay.
Easy now.
I'm calm.
Hold my hand. Don't touch me, David.
No.
It's too impersonal.
No. Okay.
We need an excellent home world for these hatchlings. They're babies. They're frightened. It's alarming being born. I should know. I've done it. And so have you. So I'd expect you to have more empathy about this.
I've only met you, so... Okay, yes, fine.
You've just been born.
Yes.
Imagine you're a hatchling.
Look at you
and you're superfluous.
Lots of tentacles.
Yes. What do you want in the world? What's the first thing that you need to see? And that will tell us what this planet needs to be.
A feeding tube.
Yes, sustenance. Okay, so we're getting somewhere. The planet is a big feeding trough. Yes.
Okay.
A trough-shaped planet. Now, I know what you're going to say, David.
That's a weird idea,
but you've got to go with me this one, David. You've got to go with me on
okay.
this.
Trough planet.
Not a traditional shape. No, but when was Trexel Geistman known for traditional shapes?
I have absolutely no context for that.
Exactly right, David. Everybody's doing spheres. Spheres are boring. They're last century. We need new shapes. Rhomboids.
They're
squares.
Spheres are very physically...
Troughs.
Stable.
Yes. Correct, David. Troughs are excellent.
Troughs. Okay, yes.
So, we need a trough planet.
Right, so the trough is full of sea? Boiling sea?
The trough is full of boiling sea, and the hatchlings placed within it are being nurtured, and they're being raised, and they're being helped to adulthood. And the nurturer, 160 3 of Superfluous Tentacle, can visit and see how well their hatchlings are doing.
Right. Okay. So, do we have any idea how many hatchlings this nurturer is going to have?
All right, I'll check the files.
Population 7, count. File.
Last. It's around 600,432 or thereabouts for next year's hatch.
Okay. Right, so... reasonably large.
It's maybe a reasonably large amount. Not too many, though.
Size of a moon.
Right. Trough moon.
Put it in orbit around another planet.
Excellent. It saves on heating bills.
Yes. Around a sun.
Boil the water with the power of the sun.
Yes.
Means you don't have to deal with generators. I hate dealing with generators, David. I don't have to tell you. They're complicated. They break down.
You're
I don't understand
me.
Them.
You're telling
I'm
me.
I'm telling you, David.
You're telling
Come
me.
On.
Right, so, specific orbit, in some sort of boiling Goldilocks zone.
A Goldilocks zone.
Yes. not too hot, but still extremely hot, yes. Which is just right.
The specific Goldilocks for the person. I like it.
A boiling Goldilocks.
Do we need an elliptical orbit? Do we want it to vary temperature throughout the year? In the summer it's hotter, in the winter it's cooler, but it's always a nurturing place. Come to the tentacle planet and you'll have a lovely human race. No, wait, different race.
What race are they? Superfluous tentacles.
I'm getting tired of your attitude.
I'm sorry?
Excellent. You're doing well. Okay. So we're having an elliptical orbit, so the temperature changes throughout the year. How long will the year be? I'm going to say a week. Write that down. Wonderful thing about years, whenever you're building a new planet, you get to decide how long the year is.
That's very quick.
It's very quick.
The water might spill out of the trough.
Where would it spill to, David?
In space? Yes.
Space, you're right. It'll spill out into space, and then we'll have to refill it, and then all of the monetary savings we make on the generators will be lost in water. Come on, David, you've got to think about this stuff.
Okay, maybe a slower or maybe a year should last a year.
That's novel, but I like it, David. You're thinking, you're using that little bubble on the top of your neck that you seem to think is ahead.
I'm pretty confident is ahead.
Excellent stuff. Confidence is my king. Are you my king?
Yes.
Bored's wounds, you're no king of mine. There are no kings. No kings, only man and bored.
The bored.
Excellent. So, an orbit is 1 year. I like that.
Yes.
The water will stay where it needs to be.
Yes.
Coming to think of it, as will the hatchlings. We don't want them spilling it out across the solar system.
Nurture might annoy that.
Ever had a hatchling hit you on your spacecraft's windshield when you're doing a really high speed?
I have never driven a spaceship, and I have been in here for the last 7 hours, and that is all I can remember.
Neither can I. Took my license away when I got drunk and killed that star. So we're on the same page.
Okay. Yes. So we have the orbit, nice and boiling.
Boiling.
We'll have to get the is it the build team?
Don't reference the build team directly. It encourages them. These recordings go straight to the build team.
Oh, we're recorded?
It is their responsibility. David, I am not a babysitter. We are building a planet that is a babysitter.
Baby.
Do I look like a planet, David? You're a baby. Why a baby cry? Why a baby cry? Because baby needs a smack?
No.
Well, then baby should shut its hole.
Baby needs a feeding tube.
Feeding tubes
are for... I'm so hungry.
Feeding tubes are for winners, David. You know that. And currently you look like a big sack of loss to me. Profit and emotion, David. Profit and emotion.
Demotion?
Emotion. Do you want a demotion? I don't think
I don't want a demotion.
You can't be demoted, David, because there's nothing below you. Denied. Even the floor is above you.
Oh.
Don't question me.
Yes.
Okay, so we have the planet now. We have a trough. Yes, David. And you know what, David?
Yes?
I think you were a big part of that. Well done. I'm really enjoying my time with you.
Oh, thank you.
Shush now. So, we need a way of getting the hatchlings into the trough and out of the trough without dying. Because if there's one thing that every species hates, it's the killing of their children due to unnecessary mechanics. I think we can all agree that.
Yes.
So, how do you carefully move a hatchling from the gentle, boiling nursery area to the hot and frothy teenage area out towards the conveyor belt of adulthood?
Well, I came down a chute.
A chute.
Yeah, just opened up and dumped me in this room.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that? Was it soft?
No.
Did you have an egg? Do you have an egg around you?
No.
Mm-hmm. I worry that the eggs might crack if a chute just dumps something onto the floor.
Right, so maybe a very shallow chute.
A shallow chute on a trough moon.
Yes, the shallow chute.
Do you know how ridiculous you sound? A shallow chute on a trough moon?
Yes.
It needs to be a steep chute, but with a big cushion surface at the end. This is basic stuff, David.
Yes.
I can't be expected to carry you through this process. You'll never survive.
Yes.
Steep chute. Nice, soft landing. Tell you what, David. Roleplay,
Holovision initiated.
Easy for you?
Yes, it's me, David Seven the baby.
You're in a shell.
I'm in a shell. I'm trapped in a shell.
Yes, good mime work, David.
Yes,
good mime work.
A shell.
Yes, you're rolling down a steep chute.
Whoa.
Sides are greased. It's nice and soft. Yes, that's how it is.
Oh, this is very comfortable.
And as you fly out the end...
Whee!
And you land on a wonderful pillow. And then you tumble gently into the next stage.
Splosh.
Now you're an adolescent. How do you feel? You're an adolescent teenager.
I hate you, Dad.
Yes?
I'm going to play my music far too loud.
Exactly.
And it will confuse and scare you because it doesn't sound like the things you listened to when you were a teenager.
And that's because...
I am angry.
Yes.
And confused.
Exactly.
and full of hormones.
Exactly, the Geistman 3, yes! So what we need is baffling. Sound baffling, because what parent doesn't want more than to not be able to hear their teen?
Okay, so how long does it take superfluous larvae to germinate?
Oh, Bord only knows. I don't even know if we've got that on file. We're going to have to work it out. Right, so one of these things is about a foot high, and it comes about 3 foot high. How long does it take to do 2 feet?
2 feet.
2 feet of growth. Come on, come on.
2 feet of growth.
You're gonna have to commit to something because it's going in the plan.
3 years.
3 years. Excellent. It's 3 years now. I really hope you researched that well, David, because if you didn't, this is gonna be an absolute disaster.
Wait, no.
3 years locked in. Okie dokie. So you're moving to adulthood.
Okay.
You've got past the awkward stage.
Sure.
You've seen genitals.
Good.
You know what they are.
Yes, I know what genitals
look like. You're an adult now.
Definitely know what genitals look like. Right, I want my own form of transportation and I want to move out. Mum, you're stifling my creativity.
A spaceport. A spaceport with ready shuttles to take each new adult away on some sort of gap year.
Yes, and as a cult, they probably don't want to do some kind of mission thing.
I forgot all about the cult. David, you can't let me forget about the cult.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm checking the brief. They also need toys. They need toys.
David! We're nearly at the end, David.
I'm sorry.
That is an integral part.
I was caught up in the role play.
This is falling apart like a wet face.
I lived a life. I lived an entire life.
Role play okay. Holovision terminated.
This is important, David.
Yes?
What's fun?
What's fun?
What's fun? You get one object. It has to be fun. We don't have time to do more than one. We have to have one omni-toy.
An omni-toy.
To allow fun. For both so larvae, adolescents, and adults.
Lots and lots of tentacles.
Yes, you've got loads of tentacles.
Part of a cult?
Yes, superfluous tentacle cult.
Some kind of very complicated sacrificial dagger.
David, you're beautiful. Your mind is a poised sponge of information, and I'm underneath David with my mouth open, and I'm squeezing, and out comes delicious morsels of wonder, yes! A ceremonial dagger of deeply complicated design. Kids and adults all can play with a dagger hilt for you today.
Spatial learning, that's what I've been told.
Don't complicate things, David. Let them interpret it, and then you can't be wrong.
Okay. So a big bucket full of very sharp objects.
For the kids. Well done, David. I think we have absolutely nailed this one. And by the looks of it, just in the nick of time, we're just running down. So we need to submit this pretty much now.
Excellent.
Otherwise, we'll miss the deadline and you will be immediately recycled. But
what?
Of course, you know how to submit these. Of course, David, I don't need to tell you. David, I don't need to tell you. David, do I need to tell you how to submit a brief? Bored, preserve me, David. Right, take the notes. The notes, come on, David,
the
notes you've been making.
I have the notes.
Put them in the tube.
Okay, they're in the tube. They're in the tube now.
Yes, David, and then what?
I close the tube.
Come on, David.
And then I put all the cap. And I put it in.
3 seconds, David.
I put it in the tube and I hit submit.
Submitting.
David, you've done it. You've survived. Well done, David. You know, 80% of the assistants don't, so congratulations.
Oh!
Well done. Now, obviously, we're not quite through the woods yet.
Oh.
We've got an approval process to get through.
What?
Well, that will go to Hartro and the build team. She'll assess it for content regulation, and they'll assess it for engineering feasibility, and then assuming both of those work...
The big trough.
The big trough, yes.
The big trough full of boiling water.
And assuming it's absolutely fine and can be built without much difficulty, then you'll be absolutely fine and you won't die.
Oh.
Best of luck, David. I'll see you probably same time tomorrow. Yes? Okay.
Wait, no.
Wonderful.
What about
excellent.
Earlier?
Have a lovely afternoon.
Earlier,
bye-bye.
Earlier. Okay. Right.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris, David Seven was played by Ben Meredith, Hartro Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick, and Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward Von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via...
Want the can't stop, won't stop watching sort of stuff? You know, the dramatic stuff. AMC Plus has it all. Would you go to war for your family? Don't miss Kin, the all-new Irish gangland drama. Ready to raise the stakes? Catch up on the latest episodes of The Walking Dead's epic final season. Nostalgic for TV's golden age? AMC Plus is the home of Mad Men. Plus, meet a sitcom wife like no other in Kevin Can F Himself, starring Annie Murphy. Available ad-free, on demand, and on the platforms you're already on. Sign up today at amcplus.com. AMC Plus, only the good stuff.
Hi, everyone. I'm Helen, voice of Azu on Rusty Quill Gaming and Enola on Stella Firma, and I want to let you know about Enthusiasm, my brand new chat show with Rusty Quill. Enthusiasm is a light-hearted podcast where I talk to a group of eclectic guests about something they're enthusiastic about. The episodes bounce from nerdy deep dives to irreverent spicy takes, but laughter is always guaranteed to ensue. We cover everything from pets and pirates to magic and monsters, talking about our favourite things and exploring why we enjoy them. Our guests include established and new creators working in podcasts, video, game design, and more, so you'll be getting to know a lot of people. Visit www.rustyquill.com for more information, or search for Enthusiasm on all podcast platforms. That's Enthusiasm, wherever you find your podcasts. Happy listening.
This week's episode is sponsored by Arcane, a Netflix original series from the creators of League of Legends. Arcane is a 9-episode, 3-part series that follows the story of two young girls, Vi and Powder, born in the Undercity beneath Piltover. Their eagerness to prove themselves will set in motion a series of events that will take their relationship to its breaking point and transform them forever. Witness the animation event of the year to see the champions we know and love like never before. Vi, Jinx, Heimerdinger, Jace. Their stories will all intertwine in this action-packed series. Whether you're a long-time League player or you're brand new to Runeterra, Arcane serves as a perfect introduction to the vast world of League of Legends, focusing on the origins of some of its most iconic characters. Dive into the stories behind one of the most played games of all time. Arcane is now streaming exclusively on Netflix. Mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Want the can't stop, won't stop watching sort of stuff? You know, the dramatic stuff. AMC Plus has it all. Would you go to war for your family? Don't miss Kin, the all-new Irish gangland drama. Ready to raise the stakes? Catch up on the latest episodes of The Walking Dead's epic final season. Nostalgic for TV's golden age? AMC Plus is the home of Mad Men. Plus, meet a sitcom wife like no other in Kevin Can F Himself, starring Annie Murphy. Available ad-free, on demand, and on the platforms you're already on. Sign up today at amcplus.com. AMC Plus, only the good stuff.
People who value sleep sleep on a Nectar mattress. But you're not going to believe me. After all, I might be lying. I must be lying. The only thing you know is true is that commercials lie to you. I must be lying.
Instead of believing silly commercials, trust the more than 2 million happy sleepers who sleep on a Nectar mattress. Nectar Sleep is currently running their biggest offer ever. $399 in accessories plus $100 off, a 365-night home trial, and free shipping and returns. Go to NectarSleep.com today.
Rusty Quill presents.
This week's episode is sponsored by Arcane, a Netflix original series from the creators of League of Legends. Arcane is a 9-episode, 3-part series that follows the story of two young girls, Vi and Powder, born in the Undercity beneath Piltover. Their eagerness to prove themselves will set in motion a series of events that will take their relationship to its breaking point and transform them forever. Witness the animation event of the year to see the champions we know and love like never before. Vi, Jinx, Heimerdinger, Jace. Their stories will all intertwine in this action-packed series. Whether you're a long-time League player or you're brand new to Runeterra, Arcane serves as a perfect introduction to the vast world of League of Legends, focusing on the origins of some of its most iconic characters. Dive into the stories behind one of the most played games of all time. Arcane is now streaming exclusively on Netflix.
Hi everyone, executive producer Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Etherglow, Stephen Newman, Shanti Pillai, Tom Harding, Fancy George Jones, Miranda Baldwin, Annie Stevens, Jonah Levin, Alice Ebenhoe, Hugh Collins. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Felix Merley Anderson for today's submission. May collapsing stars crush your enemies in their gravity wells.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
It's been about 23 hours now, still in the dark, just the window and the void.
Who in God's name are you?
David Seven.
David Seven?
Yes.
David Seven?
Yes.
David Seven?
Yes, we met yesterday.
Yes, hello David Seven, how are you?
I've been in a small dark room for 23 hours.
Ideal, that's your job.
No, my job is helping you. And where were you?
I was out. I was out with my friends. We went to the Cosmic Lounge.
The little shift beeper went.
The what
like,
now?
The shift beeper went like six hours ago.
Oh, the nag box on the wall of rules.
Yes, right next to...
We don't pay attention to that, David. It's just judgmental. But it's a judgmental box.
But it now says we only have 20 minutes left until... things happen.
Only 20 minutes until our submission deadline.
Yes.
Well, that's a real doozy. I really hope you've worked really hard on the submission so far, David, because otherwise we have a very small amount of time to complete.
I couldn't. There weren't any lights. You turned off the lights.
Well, yes, of course I turned off the lights to save power. This isn't some sort of infinite sun, David. We have power consumption if things to think of.
But look, I can't turn the lights on. Look, yes, of course you need an
access code to turn the lights on.
Then I can't work in the dark.
Oh my God, you are always so needy. This one single day that I've known you, you've been the neediest person I've ever known, right? I'll turn the lights on.
Granted.
Happy now?
Yes, I can see things.
Well, excellent. Well, get the submission and let's get cracking. We've only got about 20 minutes.
Okay. Right, here goes the button.
Initiating.
Right. Okay. So this is from Burn Market, the 23rd Earl of Armacar. They are looking for a planet to be purpose-built for a plethora of reality holovision shows, and they demand that all of the landmarks need to have suggestive names.
Yes.
Suggestive of what, I'm not sure, but I'm sure with your knowledge of the outside world, you'll be able to suggest a lot of things.
Yes, remind me, what was his name again?
Burn Market, the 23rd Earl of Armacar.
Armacar, yes, of course, Armacar, that makes so much sense. Do you know Armacar?
No.
Excellent place. It's full of, what do you call them? Blood sports, you know? Blood sports and sort of like shows of evisceration and sort of, you know, just people generally fighting each other to death. So they need these places, these sort of stadia where they can project holograms and have people fight to the death. It's sort of, you know, it's fun.
So they want a death planet?
Well, yeah, it's a sort of like an arena deathmatch style planet.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, how many stadia do you think we'll need? How big's the planet?
Well, I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice, David.
Right.
Generally speaking, when you're building a planet,
yes,
quite big. It's quite a big place, a planet. Otherwise, it's a moon. Are we in the moon building business, David? I can't remember. Are we in the moon business building?
I genuinely don't know.
We're not, David. Moons are decoration and only come with a small additional fee.
Okay.
So, yes, technically we build some moons, but that's not the point.
Right.
Mainly we build planets. It's going to be enormous.
Okay.
Thousands of arenas covering the surface of this planet, all with direct links to their home station.
Okay, so checking the chart on the wall of rules,
yes.
where does it range from 1, the tiny ball, to 10, the gigasphere?
Well, let's not run before we can gigasphere, shall we? Let's go for a 4, which is pretty big.
Okay, a pretty big.
Pretty big, not huge, not massive. It's a planet still, pretty big.
So we're looking at a lot of stadia?
Yes, a lot of stadia.
Like a few
many
thousand?
Stadia? Stadii? Stadiums? Stadio?
Stadopodies?
Stadopodi,
I think.
Let's call them stad farms. Right, so we want thousands of stad farms.
Stad farms?
Stad farms. I'm sticking with it.
Full of studs.
Full of... Look, when people fight, they're studs.
Yeah.
You know? You look at them and think, man or woman, stud.
Studs.
So we're going to have absolutely thousands of these, David. Now, the main consideration we need to look at first is going to be climate. You can't fight if it's too hot. You can't fight if it's too cold.
Ooh, but it does say a plethora of reality Holovision shows.
Oh.
Now, having never seen a Holovision before, I have no idea what they're like, but I would guess that if it were cold, you could see the fighters'
nipples?
Nipples.
Yes. And that would be exciting, wouldn't it, David?
And if it were hot, you could see the fighters'
sweaty glands, David. They're sweaty, sweaty glands. You're starting
sweaty
to get
glands.
The hang of what a Holovision show is.
Oh, really?
It's for perverts, David.
Oh.
You're already watching 2 or maybe 20 people murder each other in cold blood. Why not also look at their sweaty glands and their hard nipples? Hard as diamonds, David, ready to cut the glass of entertainment.
Okay, so that means we need a varied climate.
Very varied climate. Okay.
How about wet? Do Holovision viewers like things being wet?
Oh, they love it when it's wet, David.
What about dry?
Ooh, even better when it's dry. So much sand in your eyes.
Okay, so we need a hot, cold, wet, dry climate.
Yes, we might need to segment this planet pretty heavily with big climate walls.
Okay.
So we need a grid, David. Oh, I love a grid, David. I love a grid. You've got a ball, it's covered in tiny squares. Each one of those squares, a world unto itself. A canvas on which you can paint each of your most extreme desires.
Okay, so you're saying the Arbokar, they love the death blood sports.
Yes.
Right. What if each section of the grid is a stad farm?
Is a stad farm.
With its own climate and rules?
Ooh, that's... You know what? That's interesting, David. I don't really know how much we want to, you know, step on their business.
Okay.
You know, the rules are theirs. But you know what? I think the climate would allow for its own sort of inbuilt rules, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So if it's a really... Say you're in one of these...
Stad farms.
Roleplay Holovision.
It's incredibly
initiated.
Hot. Like, your shoes are melting to the very ground hot.
Very glandy.
Very glandy. Glands ahoy. That's what it'll say on the little crawl across the bottom of the holo show. Glands ahoy.
Here comes a blood sport.
Here comes a blood sport. Glands ahoy. Here comes a blood sport. Is exactly what it will say. And in that world, in that environment, there are some pretty core rules. You're going to need water.
Okay.
But it's got to be hard to find.
Right.
Equally, Pan with me, David. You've got the holo set on. You've just been in this really hot place. It said glands ahoy. Oh, even sitting at home, you're feeling quite hot.
I'm thirsty.
Now, you're thirsty. Of course you are. You're so thirsty. It's so hot. There's so much sand. But wait. We pan away. We pan into another of the stad farms. It's so cold, David. Ice. Barren wastes. Glaciers. Cliffs. And driving snow. Are you thirsty still?
For hot cocoa.
For hot cocoa, sure.
Yes.
Everyone's thirsty for hot cocoa. And you're cold, David. You're oh so cold. So what do you need?
A blanket.
A blanket. Clothes. Warmth. So you see, each area has its own rules that we don't need to write down.
Oh.
Everybody knows if it's cold, cocoa and blankets. If it's hot, water. And, I don't know...
Fewer blankets. Taking all the blankets off.
Not like... You probably keep one, just in case, but don't keep them on.
Ah, right. Yes, maybe you need it for some sort of combat blanket.
Exactly.
Right.
Chuck it into somebody's eyes. They can't see!
Trexel, just one thing.
Yes?
So, are all Holovision shows environment blood sports? Like, I've never seen one, so what are some names of popular Holovids?
Well, you know what? That's a good question, David, because most of the ones that I watch, Trexel,
yes,
mostly they're the blood sports one. So there's Spattervision.
Okay.
There's Knife Play 24. There's The Guns of Death.
Right.
That one's quite gun-based.
Okay, yes.
And also Bucket Vision. What's the bucket full? Bucket of blood. You know,
oh,
that's quite a nice one.
Right.
But, you know, saying that, there are others.
Okay.
There are others. And I've never really considered them real entertainment, but people seem to like them. But there's quite a selection of dramatic holovisions. Weep vision, that was very sad.
Right.
Often people finding out that their loved ones have died.
Okay.
Or that their family farms have become on fire.
In a blood sport?
Oh, often in a blood sport, yes. Oh. They like to tie it back in. They'll do a historical one as well. Maybe they'll look at the first trade war of the Trelawian Six. But then most of the characters who aren't on screen, it's heavily implied that they're doing a blood sport. So it's all part of the same holomatic universe, yes. But they, you know, they have different focuses. So I suppose some of our grids could have maybe dramas in them.
In stud farms?
Sure.
Are all holovids in stud farms?
Not all of them, David.
Right, so...
Just the good ones.
Are some of the grid not stud farms?
Well, they would be usable as that, but maybe one of them is like a big old-fashioned parlor.
From what you've told me, maybe we have stud farms, but we also have sad farms.
Oh, I like it, David. That's easy because you just change a couple of letters and then it just saves on printing.
One letter, actually.
Is it just the one?
Yeah, the T's dropped.
I've never written it down before, David, so this is quite new to me. Good, wonderful. I think we've really got our teeth into this. So we've got this planet. It's covered in grids. Each grid is a different climate. Some of them are for stadding. Some of them are for sadding. Well, I mean, we're pretty much there, aren't we, David? We're pretty much there. We can clock off early.
Hang on a minute. I don't understand this, but they do ask for all of the landmarks to have suggestive names. Now, does each grid have to have a landmark in it? It's got a climate, but then also, like, a thing, a gimmick. For each holovision. Do holovision things have gimmicks?
Oh, it's all gimmicks.
All gimmicks
all the time. Okay. You know, it's really hard to keep people watching and interested.
So as you've explained, maybe one of them has a big burning farm in the middle, and maybe one of them just has a gun that shoots death, and maybe just the bucket, the titular bucket of blood.
Yes, from sitting in the centre of the stadium.
I don't know how big the bucket is. How big is the bucket,
Drexel? It's a pretty big bucket.
There we go. But what would it be called that's suggestive? I still don't understand the concept of suggestive. What's it suggesting?
Okay, well, this might be a little bit new to you, David. You're a new clone. You haven't really, you know, understood many of the ways of the world.
I am 24 and a half hours old.
So that would be a bit early to know about all this stuff. But, okay, so... You know, let's start close to home. You know humans.
I'm aware of them.
We're just walking around with our legs and arms, and I hate to break this to you, David, genitals.
I've never walked, but I do know what genitals are.
Excellent. Now, a lot of what we do is concerned with genitals.
Right.
So much so that we've had to come up with loads of rules... That mean we don't directly talk about the fact that so much of what we're doing is about genitals.
Oh, I assume they were just sort of... aesthetic.
You'd think that. You know, just, you know, like a piece of art that you also get rid of waste from.
I did sit on one, briefly, and that hurt.
That does hurt. You got to be careful of that. And as you get older, much, much easier to do that.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
When I'm 48 hours old, it might be really easy.
Exactly. Ooh. So, we've had to, as people, as a society...
As clones?
I'm not a clone, but I'm sure as clones as well. Come up with ways of talking about it without actually talking about it. So let's think of an example. David.
Yes.
Imagine you're a beautiful being.
Roleplay.
Yes.
Gender of
initiated.
Your choice, don't really mind.
David.
I'm trying to entice you.
Right.
But I can't just come out and say, hey there, would you like to mash genitals together or something similar?
I don't see the point.
No, there'd be no point. So what I need to say is, hey... How about you come back to my pod for a cup of hot, hot liquid?
Oh,
exactly.
Like coffee or hot chocolate?
Exactly, could be.
Specifically, with milk, actually. I'll have a white coffee, please. I've heard of this.
You see, you're already ready to come back to my pod, aren't you?
For coffee, yes.
For coffee, and also for coffee. Do you understand now, David?
No, why did you do the thing with your eyebrows?
The coffee is also sex. Do you understand?
Oh!
You see...
Role so it's when you want terminated. To say sex, but feel you can't say sex.
Exactly, you've got it, David.
So the bucket of blood is actually a bucket of sex?
In a way. Sex, violence, sex, it's all the same thing. So I want to kill you, I want to kiss you.
The burning farm is some burning sex.
Oh, look at all that property going up. I'm really attracted by that.
The gun is not a gun of death, the gun is a gun of sex.
The gun is a gun of phallus.
Ooh.
Exactly. So that is what we're talking about. So this group being a bunch of perverts. You know, they're already heavily into blood sports.
Oh, yes, we established that about holovision.
We do.
and they want all of their things to not only be violent, but also suggestive.
Sexy?
Yeah, suggestive, which is sexy. You're getting onto it. You know, sometimes you're saying the wrong things, and that is making me angry. But you're getting there, David. You're getting there.
Good.
So let's think. Let's take some examples. I want you to come up with landmarks.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you their suggestive names.
A big pyramid.
Ooh. Four sides of love. Keep going.
A giant tree.
Ah, sprouting from the ground, thrusting down as well. How far do these roots go?
These feel more like suggestive phrases than suggestive names.
You are right. I've got into a suggestive phrase rather than a suggestive name. Okay. Let's try this again. I can do this. I've been training for years.
This
right.
is literally your job.
This is literally my job. Okay. And it's right up my suggestive alley.
A big tree.
Bushels of love.
A burning farmhouse.
Hot for action.
A giant spiked pit with rotating blades at the bottom.
Ow. Sit on it.
A mountain, but with a cleft.
Ooh, what's in my valley? Don't you want to know? Come on, I'm getting into the flow.
A magical forest.
Ah, one's ahoy.
Okay, a giant animatronic hippopotamus.
Ah, robo-rump is robo-plump.
A very small board game where the object is to betray your friends.
A knife in the back, a knife in my sack.
A giant penis.
Ooh, just that. Keep it simple.
Okay. A large springy bed.
Ah, jangle my rivulets.
A statue made of ivory of Trexel Geistman.
Aha! Take his tusk, smell his musk.
Ooh.
Smell my mask!
I don't want to smell your musk, Trexel.
Detected.
Well, I think that's probably enough landmarks to be going with.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they don't want us to name every single one. That would take absolutely ages.
No, the build team can handle a lot of those. We've just got the main ones, we've given them the theme, and they can move on from there.
Okay, so just to recap, mm-hmm. We have a class 4 moderately big planet.
Yes.
It's been divided into a bunch of different squares, mm-hmm. or stad farms.
Stad farms.
Or sad farms.
Or sad farms.
All across it, and each square has its own climate,
mm-hmm.
which is hot, cold, wet, or dry.
Yep.
And each one has its own landmark, which is called some of the things that we just said.
Something suggestive.
So just to recap, all of Hollow Visions are either blood sports or dramas,
mm-hmm.
and there are no other kinds.
Or historical dramas, or historical blood sports, or dramatic blood sports.
Right. So any combination of those, which means that you'll have sad stad farms, sad farms, sad farms, sad farms, and sad farms.
Excellent. David, if you weren't here, that would have taken me literally 40 minutes to work out.
Oh, and it only took us very approximately 90 minutes and 40 seconds.
Absolutely, David. Wonderful. Well, you know what? This time, I think we've still got a few minutes left. So is there anything you want to add to this planet? Anything you want to know about planet building? You know, well, we've got these few precious minutes together.
Oh, the build team. Who are they?
The build team. Now, the build team are very important. They are the ones that actually do a lot of the work, if I'm honest with you, David. We're the thinkers, the dreamers, the believers. They're the people that actually do stuff, build stuff, and make the planets work.
Right.
So when you submit that
document... Would you like
document,
to submit?
You...
Oh, which I have to now!
Oh, quickly.
Submitting.
Once you've submitted that, that whisks its way off to quality assurance. They check that it all works and that it's all functional, and then that goes to the build team, and then they build it for the client, and then the post-sales support team will handle the rest of it there.
Okay.
You know what? I've been really happy with how you've worked today, David.
Oh, thank you, Trexel.
Yesterday, I was pretty sceptical. You didn't make an absolute hash of our first planet.
Oh.
You really did.
Oh.
You know, I think I did my best in saving it, but you really hashed it up, and I thought this one, not going to last a couple of weeks. But you know what? I think you might last a couple of weeks, so, you know, that's pretty good going.
A couple of weeks?
Yeah, a couple of weeks before you get recycled.
Recycled?
Yes.
Wait, what? No, hang on a minute. I want to live longer than a couple of weeks.
Well, then you probably better get better at your job, then, can't you?
David,
do you not understand what's happening here? You are responsible for my success. If these planets don't work, well, then clearly something's wrong, and it can't be me. So they'll replace you, and they'll recycle you, and then there'll be a David 8 sitting across from me having a very similar conversation to this.
Oh,
But anyway, as you dwell on that, well, no, enjoy your evening. I'll turn off the lights. The night box. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Oh.
Sadness detected. Security alerted.
Oh dear.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Want the can't stop, won't stop watching sort of stuff? You know, the dramatic stuff. AMC Plus has it all. Would you go to war for your family? Don't miss Kin, the all-new Irish gangland drama. Ready to raise the stakes? Catch up on the latest episodes of The Walking Dead's epic final season. Nostalgic for TV's golden age? AMC Plus is the home of Mad Men. Plus, meet a sitcom wife like no other in Kevin Can F Himself, starring Annie Murphy. Available ad-free, on demand, and on the platforms you're already on. Sign up today at amcplus.com. AMC Plus, only the good stuff.
This week's episode is sponsored by Arcane, a Netflix original series from the creators of League of Legends. Arcane is a 9-episode, 3-part series that follows the story of two young girls, Vi and Powder, born in the Undercity beneath Piltover. Their eagerness to prove themselves will set in motion a series of events that will take their relationship to its breaking point and transform them forever. Witness the animation event of the year to see the champions we know and love like never before. Vi, Jinx, Heimerdinger, Jace. Their stories will all intertwine in this action-packed series. Whether you're a long-time League player or you're brand new to Runeterra, Arcane serves as a perfect introduction to the vast world of League of Legends, focusing on the origins of some of its most iconic characters. Dive into the stories behind one of the most played games of all time. Arcane is now streaming exclusively on Netflix.
And that's this week's show. Please check the show notes for links for Rusty Quill Productions and Stella Firma on sonicsociety.org.
See you next week when it's the end of the month and it's, well, it's just all been done.
Radio, Jack. It's all just been done radio.
I'm just so tired.
Yeah. Back to bed with you. Go on, off you go.
Okay.
Until next week, I'm David Ault.
And I'm Jack Ward. Good night. I mean, good morning, everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. Back in your box. Back in your box.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
If you produce audio dramas, it obviously isn't to become rich and famous. You love the medium and you want to share your passion for theater of the mind. The Mutual Audio Drama Network is looking for you. Mutual presents audio dramas every day of the week, each with its own genre. Mystery, sci-fi, comedy, horror, all reaches of the imagination. It doesn't matter if you produced your shows years ago or are still cranking them out. Share them on the world's largest collection of modern audio drama and audio fiction. Give a listen at mutualaudionetwork.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the excitement, with free access to all sorts of voices, sound effects, music, and more, just drop a line to mutualaudio@gmail.com. The Mutual Audio Drama Network. Why not join us today?